This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Saturday right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do whatever you got to do to make sure that you're well-informed. My special guest, really, coming up after the first break, is Jacob Wells and Heather Wilson. They both co-founded They both co-founded a way to give money online to conservative / Christian causes without being taken down by the GoFundMe people. I told you, you know, when I had the issue with Katie Hill, and we came back around for the second round of funding or the second round of having to fight this thing, GoFundMe, there was another one, wouldn't allow me to do it. Because there might be criminal charges involved. It was crazy. And I've been with PayPal for so long, they don't even check me out anymore, I guess. Because they were fine with it. Well, last year, the Loudoun County Public Schools adopted a culturally responsive framework that encouraged lessons on privilege and racial identity in the K-12 curriculum. It led to the creation of the fundraiser by parents opposed to the inclusion. However, after a group of pro-culturally responsive parents, they denounced. I knew I was going to screw this up. There's too many letters in this. Look, another group of parents denounced this group that was against the framework. They wrote to the GoFundMe people. The GoFundMe people removed their ability to raise money to fight this garbage, these garbage lessons, these garbage curriculum. Now, GoFundMe removed it, but they really didn't tell them why. They never do. This is more censorship. This is more different than Trump being removed from Facebook. And for those of you who said to me, why are you leaving Facebook? What's wrong with you? Well, see, look what happened to Trump. You think I got more juice than him? So Jacob Wells and Heather Wilson, they're siblings, co-founders of GiveSendGo.com. They're gonna join me after the break. We're going to talk about what happened. And really what they're doing, how they're helping causes. I'd be really curious, you know, again, I don't follow this stuff as closely as I probably should. But again, when you look at what's going on, where they're cutting money, where they're cutting ties, and not allow, what causes will they not allow you to pull money together for, I wonder? But really, ultimately... 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, hop up to the website. Sign up for the text alerts by texting TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. All right, CNN says it's not possible to know a person's gender identity at birth. It's settled science, I think. Last I checked, that was truly settled science. Not the other tomfoolery, but this. CNN's Devin Cole shocked a lot of readers recently by making a statement, it's not possible to know a person's gender identity at birth. You know, and John Kennedy, who was on the Todd Starnes show, I mean, I love that guy. I don't understand half of what he says because he uses all these country terms, but he was all over this. And he is a political writer for CNN. And this article was written in response to Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota's banning transgender women and girls from competing in sports, women's sports. Cole mentions that Noem doesn't explicitly mention transgender athletes. They reference the supposed harms of a participation of males in women's athletes in athletics. This is transphobic, he claims. No, what's really asinine, what's really moronic, is when you get to women's boxing or women's wrestling, and you think that somebody who was born a male, who has the muscle makeup and bone structure of a male, claiming to be transgender and is pummeling these girls. Yeah, you heard pummeling, doing facial damage and just beating them. That's not right. It's science. It's not right. And he's trying to call it transphobic. Prager, you put out a video last year where Selena Soul, a female runner, spoke out about this kind of issue. In the video, she says that when she was a sophomore in high school, she was one of the top five female runners in the state. After one track meet, she and all the other female runners were beaten by two biological boys who identify as women. I'll tell you what. If you've... I'd have to get a doctor on to find out. But if you're taking the hormones and you've actually had the physical operations, maybe that makes a difference. But ultimately, any way you cut it, you still have the muscle mass, the bone structure, the chemical makeup of a male. Now, Sol said that she wasn't even neck and neck with these two boys. They blew all the girls out of the water. Why? Was it because they were better women than they were? No. But why won't they look at that? It's no different than the gun issue. It's no different than every time there's a mass shooting of any kind, whether it's four people or 40 people, nobody wants to talk about mental health. So I'm your host, this is Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive. Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and an antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So, you know, when we talk about censorship, when we talk about all these, you know, big tech and so forth and so on coming against us, I've been screaming about Facebook for years, screaming about YouTube for years. They are in control. We've allowed them to take control. We've become so dependent upon them. And we're doing the same thing in pretty much every aspect of our lives. And you've seen a lot of how, if you're a conservative, if you're a Christian, if you're anything along those lines, you've already got strike one, two, well, actually two and a half against. It doesn't take much more for them to come down on you. Now, some of you know I talked about what happened to me with GoFundMe when it came to the Katie Hill case. This is not new. I'm not the only one. I'm not feeling bad just for me. As I've told you, other people have been involved in this. Other people have been, hurt by these things. And so, God, you know, thank God that some people have stepped up. People are looking for ways to help out and help make these things happen. So I want to welcome to the show Jacob Wells and Heather Wilson, the sibling co-founders of Give, Send, Go. And so, hey, welcome to the show, people.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us, Joe.
Yeah, you know what? This is a big deal to me because we're allowing these things to go on. You've stepped up in a situation where, you know, help was needed. Now, how long has Give, Send, Go been around?
Well, it's interesting. The idea was about 2014. We came up with the idea that we wanted to see a Christian crowdfunding site. So funding had come on the scene, and we've been seeing the rise of crowdfunding. And we noticed there was no thing in the Christian space. And so 2014 and part of 15 was getting the site up and running. And then probably beginning of 2016 was our real launch of Give, Send, Go. And we really designed it to be a place where people could come together, work together to share hope in the world. And so that was like our whole goal is let's provide a place where people can come together and where a lot of people doing a little bit can make a difference.
Yeah, and frankly, it's not just for pseudo-political issues. I mean the Give, Send, Go has many groups and people that are out there doing good work that may need financial help, right?
Yeah, I mean, right now we operate in 40 countries around the world. We have campaigns in Australia, throughout Europe, South America. I mean, we're adding countries all the time with our payment processing capabilities. And, yeah, so we have campaigns all around the world, people doing amazing things, largely not political. Adoptions, just engagement in community, digging wells, foster care, I mean, all sorts of amazing things that are happening on the site all around the world.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to jinx you guys, but I always hear about these issues where Visa or MasterCard or Amex or any one of them will pull their support or your ability to pull in money or for people to give money that way. Have you had any pushback from any of those groups?
We actually, so when back in the end of August, beginning of September, was the first time we found ourselves in the national spotlight with a young man you may have heard of before called Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yep.
He had been kicked off GoFundMe. There was a story coming out. Nobody really knew all the facts. There were some videos floating around. Everybody had speculation. And the mob mentality said, let's just push this narrative that we want. We only want this one side to come out. And so he started getting kicked off all these platforms, and he came to Give, Send, Go, and we said, you know what? He wants to raise money for legal fees. That is a bedrock of our justice system, that people can raise money for an attorney and that they should be innocent until proven guilty, you know, presumed right. Innocent. And so we said we will allow him to get his side out there and raise money for this. And with that, we started our platform to be in the national spotlight for politics. It was, like I said before, hope was why we started. We found ourselves in this political realm where Facebook said no one was allowed to share the Kyle Rittenhouse link on Facebook. Discover Card took us down. Said, no one can give with a Discover Card. I don't care that it's your money. You can't use it to give to this campaign. What else? There was, PayPal.
Yeah.
You can go, Jay.
Yeah. Well, we ran into something with PayPal as well. I will say that Discover Card's attempt was really a lot of show and not much real action or oomph behind it, because they didn't have the ability to do what they were saying. So Discover Card is still widely accepted on our platform. PayPal, recently we had some friction with them because they disagreed on some of the campaigns. They only represented a very small portion of our payment processing in the first place, but they didn't agree with the campaigns, some of the campaigns that we had. And they said,
wait a minute, you can't go over that at 100 miles an hour. So they disagreed with yeah. some of the campaigns. You know, I'm looking, I'm scrolling your site as you're talking, and I'm looking. There's some really good causes on here that, you know, people can throw, I always say, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks, whatever you have to throw at it to help some of these people and these families out. What could they have been opposed to?
They don't want people to raise money for legal fees. When somebody is deemed guilty in the court of public opinion, then this mob mentality says, no, we don't think they deserve this. They don't deserve to be able to have a lawyer. They don't deserve people to be able to give them money. They did something wrong. We think they did something wrong, whether they've actually gone to trial yet. We think this, therefore, it should be. And that's what it's, you know, they don't look past these few campaigns on the political realm to see all the great things. They just see, oh, wait, someone who is going to trial for something is raising money for legal fees. We don't want them to be able to raise money for legal fees. So we're going to shut them down. And PayPal did that. They said, we do not want you using us for these campaigns. And we said, well, if you're not going to allow us, we're not going to do any business with you, PayPal.
Yeah, you look around at what's happening all around us. And there's, you know, I've been telling people for a long time, this is an assault on Christianity. This is an assault with these groups. And before I even, you know, reached out to you, you see it happen in a lot of things that are going on around us. And you don't even have to be political. Simply preaching Jesus and preaching the principles of the Bible in a loving way can get you hurt by one of these groups. That's why I was concerned about, you know, what was happening to you.
I think... We're going to continue to see a ramp up against people that stand up, not just for the fundamental principles of due process and presumption of innocence that the bedrock of our society and judicial system is based upon. It's going to expand into the religious sector as well, standing up for religious principles.
I want to talk to you more about this on the other side of the break. I'm going to talk about some of your, what are your legal options should this start happening. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. You got a lot more coming up after the break. Jacob Wells, Heather Wilson, co-founders of Give, Said, Go, are with me. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
George Floyd's girlfriend took the stand on day four of the trial of fired Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. She told the jury how they both struggled with an addiction to opiates. Prosecutor Jerry Blackwell asked about their drug use last May and any impacts it may have had on them.
Did you see Mr. Floyd take any of those pills?
Yes, we took them together that time.
I'm sorry?
We did take them together that time.
And when he took those, obviously he didn't die, right?
No, he did not.
Did you see how they affected him?
He had a lot of energy.
The defense contends it was Floyd's drug use and underlying health conditions that led to his death. The gunman who killed four people and critically wounded a fifth at a Southern California office building knew all the victims personally or through business dealings. Police say the gunman chained shut the gates to two entrances, delaying officers from getting inside. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Well, hold on, we're going. Hold on, we're going in. Hold on. We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Head out to the website. A lot going on the website. Oh, by the way. Where the heck did it go? There it is. All right. Before we move on, I gave a bunch of these away last week. The maker of these sent me some more. This is a bobblehead doll. I guess it's a bobblehead doll, something like that, whatever. Anyway, if you can see it, it's Donald Trump hugging the flag. I got a couple. Yeah, it is a bobblehead doll. I got a couple of these left, and the other night we had something really weird happen. Almost three of you, exactly the same second. Made it, so I'm going to put it out there a little further. 15th email I get. Now, if you send me an email for this bobblehead, all right, you have to allow me to use your email address in my email blast. And you can quit anytime you want to, but at least let me use it. Anyhow, if you want this bobblehead doll, 15th, number 15, 15th person who sends me an email, joe@therealside.com, I will send you this, and it's free. Like the government, I'm giving away all kinds of stuff. You get it for free. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Jacob Wells and Heather Wilson join me. They're co-founders of Give, Send, Go. If you haven't been, you got to check it out. Wait till the segment's over, then go check it out. GiveSendGo.com. You're helping a lot of people, a lot of organizations, a lot of things that we conservatives, we Christians are in line with, and you really can't get, the GoFundMes of the world won't let you get any tractions on their site. Okay, people, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate your time with me.
No, we enjoy being here. We love talking about what we do.
Yeah, and it is definitely. It isn't just about making money. I mean, you guys, this is really, when I see what you have going on there and the money that you're helping people raise, it is a godly thing. It has to be, because those things, the heathens aren't going to allow you on their platforms with some of the stuff you're doing on yours.
Yeah, well, you know, early on in the journey of Give, Send, Go, we decided to make a platform free and donation based. So as a platform, when all the other platforms were charging, a platform fee of 5-10% of every donation that came through, we stepped out kind of a step of faith and said, hey, let's make our platform free. Let's just go on voluntary donations. People can opt to give us a little bit extra if they have when they're giving to a campaign. And we've really seen, God bless that. And it's empowered us to give back. And we do that all the time. We give so back a large percentage of what we bring in as a platform to encourage campaigns and to sow into people's lives and just do some other amazing stuff as well. So it's an awesome opportunity.
Yeah, the thing that I was reading earlier today that went out was about this critical race theory, where the parents were raising money to fight this. And so GoFundMe decided, well, we're not in agreement with you, so we're not going to allow you to raise money for that. I mean, think of the power that gives up, especially with money. You know, it's a big deal. People don't realize, and I started to ask you, we didn't go through the whole thing, but legal options. If they shut you off, if Visa, MasterCard, Discover, any one of those people say, hey, we're done with you. We don't like what you're doing. Just like they've done to some of the gun dealers. Do you have options?
Yeah, sure.
We are gearing up to accept some other forms of payment as well. We're doing a whole bunch of new things on our site that we're ready to launch in probably in the next month or two. We'll keep you updated. But unfortunately, and this is what we're finding ourselves in, is that until other people step up and make different payment forms and things, we are tied to, let's say, the Visa and the MasterCard, the Discover card that tried to shut us down on the Kyle case. You know, if they decide to go out against you, you can feel like you have no options, and I think a lot of people felt like that with GoFundMe, and now they're going, wait a minute, here's GiveSendGo. Here's an alternative. And so we need people, conservatives, Christians, people need to step up and say, I'm going to be the alternative to some of these other companies.
No, I agree with you, and a lot of us need to be looking at that. And we need to be looking to support companies that support us. And when I say that, I mean support our values. We're shopping at places that don't support our values. We're giving money, and those credit cards that you're using are there's money going to groups, again, that don't support our values. And it's got to stop.
It's the convenience. It's the convenience. We've sold ourselves to convenience, and we need to stop.
My acronym is to say we've sold ourselves to laziness. It's too easy to drive through McDonald's and get something to eat in 30 seconds, you know, or whatever it is, and that's where we've got to, that kind of stuff. So again, people are aware and understand what you're doing. You help people raise money for mission trips, we'll say, maybe churches that are doing things in their community. So if you got a few extra bucks to give, you can do that as well. You're totally... you're totally based on donations, so there's not a fee at all for somebody who's starting one of these accounts, correct?
From our platform, there is no fee. So the payment processors that we use to process payments, they take a standard payment processing fee in their portion, but as a platform, it's just donations that we run on.
So how long, I'm always intrigued by this kind of stuff and how you get the traction. I mean, did you go to churches? Did you go to certain groups or what have you, organizations to grow this? You sitting there on the couch one day going, okay, we can make this work, but how do we get the message out? You know what I'm saying?
Heather and I, we're scrappy. We came from a large family. We're two of 12 siblings. And so you had to go after it. If you're in the dinner line, if you're the last one, you're reaching for the scraps. You had to be scrappy to go after your
mom. Would have hate that you just said that.
I know that was really not the case. But we were guerrilla marketing this thing off the get go. It was using the tools that Facebook and Twitter had available. Their search engines. I mean, you could just type in other platforms. Crowdfunding sites and campaigns in with certain search terms, and it would list all those people using those, and we could message them directly. And they put filters in place probably because of people like me messaging out to people that were using and engaging. So we were scrappy, and we hit it hard, and we found ways, and we bootstrapped the company, and so we were working within a certain budgetary constraint, and we did what we needed to, and we spent a lot of nights up really late just going after it and driving. And over time, you know, it's just paid off. We've seen, even though there's been moments where you want to give up, just like anything, it's just that grind.
Yeah.
When you've done everything else, the Bible says, continue to stand, and that's what we're doing. We're just keeping going.
Bless.
Yeah.
And I think what we keep doing is going right back to even when we started 5 years ago, that the whole goal is to provide the hope of Jesus with people. And so we know that people find themselves in places where they need money for whatever, medical bills or missions trip or whatever is going on in their life. Money is a necessity, but it's not the cure-all. It's not what's going to fix anything. It might help a solution, but we know that the hope of Jesus is what's going to change someone's life from the inside out. And so we don't want to just meet physical needs. We also want to meet those eternal needs that people have. And so we keep going back to that, even through these times where we've gotten thrust into this political mess. We just keep going, let's keep the focus. And so we've done a couple of things. We've added a prayer team. So one of our first teams that we put together, besides like customer service and stuff and development, is a prayer team. And they call every single campaign and says, hey, I'm your prayer partner, and I'm here to pray for your campaign. And they pray with them right there on the phone or wow. Leave them a voice message. And we have seen such incredible feedback of people going, oh, my goodness, like I'm going through this rough time needing to raise money, and you called me to pray for me.
Wow. That's really cool. I mean, that is very cool. It's, you know, one of the sponsors for the show, they have to do with healthcare, and one of the things that they offer, which I think is great, is they allow, I try not to give away too much, but if they know somebody's going through something, maybe they're going through cancer treatments or they just had a heart attack and they're going through medical stuff, you can send them encouraging notes. You can send them prayers. You can request that, you know, that they let you pray for them or what have you. And it's made a major difference with that company. It's made a major difference from within. And people, you know, who don't much believe in it don't understand how important prayer is with people that are going through things, you know.
It's a foundational, it's a backbone. And we've seen this in even the politicized campaigns because what the hope does is it gives it's a de-escalating effect because it says the circumstances that you're going through, as difficult as they may be, there's a greater perspective, there's a bigger perspective. And so it's a de-escalating thing. It's amazing.
All right. I got to, you know, I believe in capitalism here. I got to pay for the show until I get me one of those Gibson-Go accounts. So we're going to go for a quick commercial. Let me hold you over, and we'll talk a little bit more about the company on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Please answer the question. We are back. Joe Matidio, host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the segment, go over and check out GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo.com. You know, we always talk about the show on supporting those that are like-minded, supporting those that are on the same page as you. Because otherwise, you know, you're feeding the heathens that won't do anything for you. They're not there to help you. You know, my biggest beef is when you buy all these, this music and all these albums from I guess they still call them albums, from Apple, and just supporting these artists that are not on your side, that are 100% for abortion and things along those lines, but you keep giving them money. So give some thought to putting your money somewhere else. If you head over to GiveSendGo.com, I got no stock in the company, so head over there. I just perused their site while we were talking. There's a lot of great programs there, a lot of people that are out doing the work they're supposed to be doing, and you can help support them. And frankly, I got to tell you something. Some of you guys, I have no money to give. You don't realize $2, $5, $10, whatever. You don't realize how much of an encouragement that is and how much that does help. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Jacob Wells, Heather Wilson joined me. They are siblings and co-founders of GiveSendGo.com. Hey, people, thanks for being with me. I really do. I'm enjoying my time with you.
We are as well.
So, at least you didn't get tricked like that happens to me sometimes. So one of those shows where they're not for you at all, and they let you know that within the first couple sentences of being on the show.
The first question, you go, oh, okay.
I can see where this is going, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, again, you said you have some special programs that people can get involved with. Why don't you talk about those?
Sure. We have, we've just started, like within the last few weeks, something called the Army of Givers on GiveSendGo. And what that is, we know that one of the main things that are hard about starting a campaign is actually finding givers. Right. And a lot of people come on with the misconception that there's just like a bunch of givers, strangers that want to give you money. Unfortunately, that's not normally the case. But we want to do something different on Give, Send, Go because we do believe the heart of God is to give, to be a giver, as we see what we're celebrating this weekend with Easter. And so we started something called the Give, Send, Go Army of Givers. And what it does is we ask people to commit to give 12 months to end each month, one time a month for 12 months to any campaign on our site. And you can pick the donation amount. So maybe $5, $10, $50, whatever you're comfortable with. And you say for 12 months, I'll give $10 a month to different campaigns on your site. And so each month you go on and you find a campaign that you want to support and you give your donation. What we do as a thank you is we send you a thank you pack with a bunch of Give, Send, Go merchandise and things like that, just to say thank you for being part of our army. And then we also, in the fall, we'll have a Give, Send, Go army party where we will invite people to a centralized location where we'll throw a big party to just thank our givers. And we'll also have it Zoom and stuff like that for people who can't attend. But we really just want to get a group. We know there are groups of people that can give. They might not be able to go right now. They might not be able to start anything right now, but they might have a few extra dollars, like you said, where they could just give. And so they can just go to givesendgo.com, and if they go up to the Discover tab at the top, there's something that says Giver Army. And it really takes 2 minutes or probably two seconds to sign up, because all you're doing is writing how much you're committing to give each month. And you're signing up for 12 months, and again, we'll send you a giver thank you package, and you'll be invited to our party, and you'll have the benefit of, maybe sitting down with your family, and every month going, let's look through the campaigns. It actually gets really exciting. You get your kids around, or your small group, or your Bible study, and say, let's find a campaign that we can support this month. And it's actually, giving becomes exciting.
Oh, no, always. I don't know anybody, unless they're really hard-hearted, I don't know anybody with a few extra bucks that gives to a situation, a campaign, a project, that doesn't make them feel good afterward when they see it coming to fruition, when they see it actually do, what it's supposed to do. And again, looking through just the campaigns you have, you see people that are in need, people that are preaching God's word, people that are just going out to help other people from a medical standpoint. I mean, those are big deals that you don't see on GoFundMe.
Yeah, no, you don't, and we even beyond that, I know we briefly talked about, but our Pray Now button. We love to highlight the Pray Now button because there are moments where what people need more than anything is they need an encouraging note. Mm-hmm. And on every campaign page, you've got a big Pray Now button where you can click on and you can share with that person in whatever situation they're going through. A message of hope for them and a prayer to help carry them through whatever they're going through, whether it's doing something fun and engaging like going on a mission trip, or whether it's struggling through cancer treatments and stuff like that. There's all sorts of campaigns on the site, but that's another awesome way that people can engage with campaign owners and things on the site.
And maybe somebody doesn't even need a campaign on GiveSendGo right now, or they don't know somebody. We also have a prayer wall where you can go and just, you don't have to be affiliated with GiveSendGo at all, or you don't have to have a campaign, and you can just go and put your prayer requests on our prayer wall, and people go there and use it as a prayer board to just, and they'll click, I prayed for this, I prayed for you. And so anybody can go to our prayer wall and add a prayer request.
No, that's very cool, because I think people need to know that there's people out there thinking about you, you know, thinking about what's going on or whatever. Now, I know this is probably a hard question to answer, but I'm curious, what causes seem to get the most amount of play? Or where do you see the most amount of activity? Is it, you know, with church groups or evangelizing or, you know, I notice you have a adoption here and those kind of things. Is there anyone that stands out? I'm just curious.
You know, there is a special tug that happens with some more tragic type of situations where something sudden has happened. And so you see those that pop up and they gather a lot of support in the local community because it's something sudden that's happened. But you have campaigns like adoption and foster care. We've seen some massive campaigns. There's one foster care man in particular. He's a doctor, and he's creating a foster home for boys. He's taking in creating a whole group home, and raised massive amounts of money. People just saw the hope in selling into these young boys' lives that are going through so much. And, you know, I think a lot of it depends on the campaign owners themselves and the marks that are on their lives. I think that we find that the campaigns that are most successful oftentimes are done by people that are extremely generous themselves, and they've spent their lives pouring into other people. And so when their moment of need comes, people are just so willing to pour back into them.
Yeah, I'm very much enjoying. Like I said, I perused the site while we were talking. I think people need to go check it out. People, it's, you know, give, send, go. It's not that hard to spell, givesendgo.com. And again, now, can people donate directly to Give, Send, Go?
Yes. We actually had a donate to Give, Send, Go button that we just put on the bottom of the site. And in an update, it got removed. So we're going to be adding it again this week where people can go in and just give directly to our Give, Send, Go campaign for Give, Send, Go. For people that might want to help, you know, help us continue on doing what we're doing. And then, again, we most of our support comes when you donate to a campaign.
Right.
And then you throw in a couple extra dollars for us. And we're just as happy when you do that.
Yeah, you know, because I was thinking as I was looking through, some people may only truly only have a couple of bucks and may want to help you stay up, stay, you know, online, that kind of stuff, and keep helping other people. And every little bit helps. And just the mere fact that you're there as an outlet for these groups to join and be able to raise money for their causes, again, whatever that cause is, I think is great. So we've got about a minute and a half. I got to ask you this question. What won't you take? What page will you pull down?
It's a great question, and we spent a ton of time trying to really dig into that because we live in the land of the free, the home of the brave. I'm a military veteran. We really believe in the principles of freedom, and that we're going to err on the side of freedom in these situations, and so we're going to let campaigns of all sorts come on the site where we really said, okay, this is where the rubber hits the road for us. Is one, definitely no illegal activity. That's just illegal.
Right.
We're not allowing illegal, and so that doesn't happen on our site. Every campaign is reviewed. But for campaigns where somebody has put themselves and is putting themselves in a place where they're killing and have killed innocent bystander people, like a Pulse Club nightclub shooting or a Boston bomber, somebody, or a Las Vegas shooter, where somebody's gone intentionally into the home and started.
Yep.
Very obvious what their intention was, and what that also carries over is into abortion fundraising. You see on GoFundMe, they'll allow for fundraising for abortions. We believe in the sanctity of life, that life begins at conception, and that we're not going to accept fundraising.
No good. God bless you guys for doing that. Look, we got to go. We're done, but you guys hang on. I want to grab you during the break. Thanks for being with me. I'm going to send some people in your direction. Always a pleasure. People, during the break, send out, check out givesendgo.com. Next hour, you got me, just me, for the whole hour. Good luck to you. We'll be back in a few minutes.